During the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Tuesday, Southern District Commissioner Monty Finner explained the commissioners met to discuss the county's bonds for the upcoming water project at the Marshall Junction.
The commission met with Joey McClenney, who is our bonds representative, and we had a telecommunication call with Standard & Poor's in Chicago yesterday afternoon, and they are going to rate our bond for our water project at the junction. And they will rate that, I think AAA is the best, and then it goes down to AAA, BBB, and so forth.
Finner continued.
The higher the rating, hopefully the better the interest rate we will get on these bonds. After they're rated and the rate is and the interest rate is set, then it is sent to for bond companies to bid on it to sell the bonds for this project. Thought it went well. They went over our finances, and thanks to Tara, she had quite a bit of that information for us, so it went quite well.
Northern District Commissioner Richard Clements also said this rating will affect the insurance on the bonds. Finner said the county should know something by next week. The MMU Board of Public Works discussed the need for pieces of equipment for the electrical department during its meeting yesterday. Electric Distribution Representative Doug Root said a 30-year-old meter tester was on its last leg. It would not work with the new meters, which were recently installed for all MMU customers.
One is for a bench meter tester. This is a budgeted item. The only meter tester we currently have is a portable unit that can only be used in the field with the move to all electronic meters. The stationary bench tester will allow us to power up, program, and test meters in the shop. The old bench mounted meter tester we have is over 30 years old, and it will not work with the new electronic meters. I can make a recommendation of a motion to purchase the new bench mounted meter tester using quotes.
Root also said getting quotes for a wire stripper would be a cost-effective move due to a large upcoming project.
We do have another action item. It is for a wire stripper. We'd like to purchase an automatic wire stripper for stripping large copper aluminum wire. This is not in the budget, but would greatly increase the income we receive from scrap wire. The stripper should pay for itself very soon with the wire we just wrecked out at on feeder 22 when we did that reconductor project. We sold that wire. We could have got considerably amount more, a little more money with that if we were the insulation off of that.
Root added the department could have received an increase of about $1 per pound if they had stripped the wire from the recent project. After further discussion, the board approved each motion to seek quotes for the bench meter tester and the automatic wire stripper. In other business from the meeting, Root said his department braved the blizzard-like elements for about 6 hours during the power outage on November 25th. He added no electrical poles were knocked down, but said the strong winds caused the electric lines to sway and trip breakers, which caused most of the outages. And the Missouri Department of Transportation wants to remind motorists to stay alert and watch for roadwork, crews, and snowplows on roadways during the upcoming winter months. According to MoDOT, motorists should be aware of most major construction projects, which have finished or have been put on hold until the weather warms up, as maintenance crews may have been pulled away from their planned road projects for inclement weather. Current weather projects are moving forward, so drivers may not see cones, barrels, or anything else set up in lengthy work zones, but they may encounter several trucks in a row with one directing them to move around other workers or other vehicles ahead. Motorists can see where crews plan to work by viewing the traveler information map at www.modot.org or by downloading the MoDOT app for their mobile device. Also, motorists can call the 24-hour customer service line at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.